So we have been working through some books by Rudyard Kipling, but we're going to take a pause because it's Wednesday, and on Wednesdays we do patron shout-outs. And so today we're also going to do a very special request for our birthday friend. Well, her birthday's next week, but nevertheless, we're celebrating it in this podcast today. It's for Lily. Her mom, Katrina, said, hey, she loves your Bluey stories. Do you think you could do one of those? And as a matter of fact, we can. So, Lily, my dear girl, happy fifth birthday. We hope that you enjoy this story. This one is for you. It's a Bluey story. It's Bluey, Daddy Put Down. And we believe these were all written by Joe Brum, and we can't wait to read it. So, today's story is read by Mommy and... Do you have a name? Are you thinking about it? He's thinking.
Cutie.
Cutie? Aww. Mommy and Cutie. Well, that makes sense because he's all cuddled up next to me like a soft, cuddly cutie. Let's do it, shall we? Okay. Mom's going to a baby shower tonight, but Bluey doesn't want her to go because Mom won't be there to put them to bed. I'll still come in and give you a good night kiss, says Mom.
But I won't feel it,
pleads Bluey. Yes, you will, says Mum. Now Bingo asks, who will put them to bed? Your dad, says Mum. It's a daddy put down. And Bingo says,
hooray.
And Bluey says,
not hooray.
Not hooray. It's so funny how one sister thinks it's a good thing to have a daddy put down. And the other sister does not think it's a good thing to have a daddy put down.
One does, mm-hmm. because at least we're having a put down. How would you feel if you didn't have a put down?
Oh, I guess that's a very good idea to think of it that way. What would happen if no one was there to put you down? You'd have to put yourself down. And what happens if you need a glass of water? Or to go to the potty or something and it's dark, you need someone to turn the light on. Having someone to put you down is a good thing, huh?
Bluey's kind of being a little bit of a hater.
You think she is?
Mm-hmm. Complaining.
Well, let's see. As soon as Mum leaves, Bluey misses her.
How about we play a game to take your mind off it?
Suggests Dad.
Let's play Follow the Leader!
Yells Bingo and Bluey. And Bingo and Dad head inside to play the game.
Right. I am your magnificent leader. And you have to follow me. You kids got that?
Growls Dad in his most leader-like voice.
Yes, leader.
Chorus Bluey and Bingo. Do you know what it means to chorus something? It means to have more than one voice doing something at the same time.
Follow, follow, follow the leader.
The kids follow their magnificent leader.
But not for long.
What? You are supposed to be following me,
shouts Dad.
Get back in line. Sitting around will not be tolerated.
Oh, he's very serious. But what do the girls say?
Laugh.
They laugh. The game starts again. But the magnificent leader loses his followers, and he can't find them in the living room. But why can't he find them there?
They're behind him.
They're hiding behind him. Or in the kitchen. Where are they there? Also behind him, yeah. Or in the bathroom.
He's all kinds of angry. Where is that giggling coming from?
They're not even in the backyard. And he's out there looking around, and the girls say, one.
No, like just
mm-hmm.
one, two, three.
Boo! Oh, boy. And Dad jumps about a mile.
Wah!
Well, following the leader is fun, but Bluey still misses Mum. She needs another game to distract her. So Bingo suggests, come here and go away. Now, what kind of game is come here and go away? Can you tell us? It's an outdoorsy game that's played on a swing, right? Mm-hmm. So Dad starts pushing Bluey and Bingo on the swing.
Come here, says Dad. Okay, so.
And the girls giggle as they swing away from him.
Hey, come here,
he says. And they have a lot of fun. Because then I think what happens next is what they go away. They swing away from him. And he has to say, go away. I don't want you near me. Go away. Right? Well, they have a lot of fun, but Bluey's still sad.
The games only take my mind off missing Mom for a little while. Can you please call her?
Asks Bluey.
Okay.
Baby shower.
Mm-hmm. It's just that she was really looking forward to this baby shower,
says Dad, as the phone rings.
I don't understand it. Why would you want to watch some stinky baby have a shower?
Because that's what he's thinking. He pictures a little baby in a little baby carriage and a little baby bonnet stinking to high heavens. Maybe really needing a good wash. And the girls are laughing at him and they say, Dad, that's not a baby shower, says Bluey, laughing with Bingo. And Bluey and Bingo know what a baby shower is. It's a party, right? For a lady who has a baby in her belly. And this gives Bluey an idea for a game of her own, so she races off. And I guess they don't really need to talk to the mom after all, huh?
Good work, Bluey,
says Dad, hanging up on the phone.
Dad, how does the baby get in the lady's belly?
Asks Bingo. And Dad lets go of the swing. Moving on. So, Bluey pretends that she's going to a baby shower and she has to leave her daughter, Snowdrop, to be babysat.
No, Mama, no go. Me sad,
says Snowdrop, who doesn't want her mom to leave, just like Bluey didn't want her mom, Chili, to leave. But Bluey is excited to see her friends and she has set up baby shower complete with decorations and snacks and games and presents and, oh, of course, a pregnant lady. You gotta have one of those. And Bluey is having a great time at the baby shower.
I bet Mommy's having a great time too,
says Bluey, opening a present.
Oh, another onesie.
And Bluey likes...
Back to the eye right there.
Oh, in the picture we can see there's a baby taped to the wall, and you have to put the baby's pacifier or dummy in their mouth. And in the picture, we only see one side of the baby, so you can only see one of their eyes. But if we return the doll just a little bit, you'd see both eyes. See here, look at me. You know how sometimes when you look at someone at the right angle, you can only see one of my eyes, but if I turn, then you can see the other one. Yeah, that's how this picture is drawn. So you can only see one. So if we were to turn the head this way, we would see the hole. It's very interesting.
I can already see the hole.
Mm-hmm. So it's part of the games that Bluey is playing. So she's playing, she likes guessing if the baby is a boy or a girl. And then she likes dancing with her friends and eating cakes. But her favorite game is trying to stick the dummy on the baby. And dummy is just another way of saying pacifier or passy. Okay. Now in the kitchen, Bingo and Dad are cooking dinner together, peeling the prawns and stirring the rice and making a mess. But Daddy put-downs are a lot of fun, too. And Bingo sets the table and Dad carries over the food.
Dinner!
Wow, it's dinner time already, says Bluey. The afternoon has gone by so quickly. So she waves goodbye and heads home so she can give Snowdrop a goodnight kiss. Well, At dinner, Bluey and Bingo and Dad talk all about the baby shower game.
There was even a pregnant lady obstacle course. It was so funny,
says Bluey. Well, the moon has risen and the healer house is dark. Well, except for the light left on in the front room for Mom. Now Mom creeps in quietly and shuts the door behind her, and she's had a great time at the baby shower, but she can't wait to see how the daddy put down has gone. Well, Mom checks on Bingo and she's sleeping soundly, and so is Dad. Looks like daddy put down was a success, and Mom leans over and kisses Bluey goodnight, and even though Bluey is asleep, she can still feel it. And that's the great thing about parents, is that sometimes they have to go do stuff, but they always come back. We can always trust moms and dads to come back. Like when I went today with Miss Amanda, our neighbor, and then I came back, even though I was gone for a while.
I don't think they know who Miss Amanda is.
No, our friends who are listening, no, they don't. But I'm saying that to you so that you know. I will always come back for you. That's what good moms and dads do.
No, we're not talking to you, but no, I am.
Oh, to our friends who are listening?
Yeah, right now we aren't.
Do you want to say the end to them?
The end.
Yeah, the end. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.